Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. In the 15 years or so that I've been actively researching the prospects for the end of the world, Brace for Impact came out in 2009, it has always been in the back of my mind to be on the lookout for a ringer. The thing that would do us in finally while we were intently watching 20 other things and expecting one of them to do it. Well, the ringer might be here. Sperm counts. I did not see that one coming. In the Western industrialized nations, sperm counts dropped nearly 60% between 1973 and 2011, which is worrisome. Fertility rates in half the world's countries are now below the replacement level, which worries the industrialists. But now, the epidemiologist who conducted that sperm count study has projected that on the current track, sperm counts will hit zero in 2045. That wouldn't be the end of the world, of course, just the end of the human race. As with other scenarios that have been advanced, I personally don't buy the notion of total extinction. The world is a big place, lots of nooks and crannies and people, plenty of room for exceptions. Still, it seems entirely possible that declining sperm counts could do what global climate change has been threatening to do only sooner: cause a catastrophic collapse of the human population. The source of this existential threat is, of course, industrial. A class of per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, PFAs for short, called the forever chemicals because they do not break down. They persist in the soil, in the water, in the human body for unknown decades. They have been linked to several cancers, and they disrupt the human endocrine system, especially in males, reducing sperm count, penis size, and testicular volume. But they are devilishly useful to industry, and since the 1950s, some 5,000 of them have been put to use in plastic containers and food wrapping, waterproof clothes and fragrances, in cleaning products, soaps and shampoos, including baby products, electronics, carpeting. In short, they play a role in damn near everything. They've been accumulating for 7 decades, and now they are poised to wipe out mankind. Does anybody remember the precautionary principle? The one that holds that before industry introduces a new product or chemical into the environment, it must first prove the substance does no harm? Yeah, I know. Cue the hysterical laughter. Authorities all over the world have their hair on fire over falling birth rates. They refuse to confront the fact that the human population has overrun the carrying capacity of the planet and cannot, will not, continue indefinitely to increase. In this context, falling birth rates are a blessing. But industrial countries will do anything to prevent their decline because that would mean fewer workers, soldiers, and consumers in the future. In some cases, around the world, it's possible to see the hand of Mother Nature, who acts in many ways to reduce fertility in animals that are overrunning their own habitat. But while naturally reduced fertility might be a boon to the future of humankind, fertility reduced to zero by pervasive toxic chemicals is a possible death sentence. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.